Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be catching up on the last couple weeks of the show. But before we get started, I want to tell everyone to check out our blog at divaofdole.com. There's a lot of great videos there from the Day of Days, the red carpet. And just wanted to thank Sherry Henry and Carrie Garfield. They were representing the diva out there, and they did a lot of great interviews, so you can check those out on our blog.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, a lot of great interviews. I know I watched a lot of them, and they did a good job. It was nice seeing all the different stars in that, and then you can see them all walking down on the red carpet, too. They actually took videos of that, so that was fun to watch. You can also check us out on Facebook at Diva Days and follow us on Twitter at Diva Abdul, and check us out on iTunes. So we have Anna with us tonight.
Hello.
Hi, Anna. Yeah, and we have Angela helping out tonight, too.
Hi,
Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Yeah, we just want to pimp our friend Bob and Amy Hapka at Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka on Twitter. And also, I'm Mama underscore Hooch on Twitter, and Anna's Causey Hooch. And Angela, your Pragmatic Days.
Same last name, but no relationship.
Yeah, and also I have to pit my two favorite guys on Twitter, at Teo Penglis and at Ian Buchanan. So everybody go check them out. Yeah,
and at Lauren Coslow.
And at Lauren Coslow. And the new guy and her new sidekick
James
or beau or whatever.
James
Reed.
James Reed is at JAMZREAD. So at James Reed or at Jams. James Reed. And Angela, yours is Pragmatic Days.
Pragmatic Days.
Yes.
Last couple of weeks, I think we weren't there here last week, but so I just thought I'd start out, I always like to start from the end and go, because that's what I remember the best. So that's the easiest for me. I don't even know if I can remember last week. So
maybe it's something you don't remember most of it.
I think it's been moving fairly slow. So honestly, because I actually did some of it last week, and I don't think we're losing a whole lot. We won't be losing a lot necessarily.
No. Would we categorize it more as must-see TV or must-see TV the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I have to admit I'm enjoying General Hospital just so much better. But this is Diva Day, so yeah.
Well, I know this isn't the diva of General Hospital, but I tell you, that show for the sleeps has been, and again, I'm talking about General Hospital, has been exceptional. To me, it's an example of how sleeps should be. And frankly, Days is an example of how sweet should never be.
Yes, because we've got some great stories and surprises going on at
DH. Days is. I'm pretty convinced that Days is not on the distribution list when they're sending out the heads up that it's sweeps coming up, because it always seems like they have a great month the month before, and then when it's actually sweeps, it turns to crap. I don't know what the deal is, but anyway.
So we have sweeps.
Do they want it to be successful?
At Days of Our Lives with Melanie returning, and then we have sweeps on General Hospital with Tony Geary returning and Andrews Hove as Faison returning. So there's the difference right there.
There's the whole twist. Jason returned. Miller. They've been so much. I think also just the whole.
You mean you don't think Melanie's a big draw? I noticed when I was looking at the 3 days this coming week to see what it said, Melanie was listed first on all 3 days. So I think, oh boy, we got another Kristen on our hands where she's going to be on all the time.
Well, that's the way she was when they first brought her on.
That's how she started the first 2 months. We didn't see a day without her. But, you know, I mean, I think Molly Burnett's a sweet girl. I mean, I've met her. She's really nice, really sweet. And Melanie grew
on me.
Oh,
she's grown on me. Yeah, she has.
It grew on me. But with everything, Days always botches the returns. I mean, it's like, or the new characters. They almost always, like.
We all know who should have been returning for sweeps on Days of Our Lives.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
But.
So anyway,
those that have never died.
Right, exactly. So what do you think of that? That's how it ended Friday with Maggie opening the door and there was Melanie. I don't know, did anybody read the write-up of, you know, what's supposed to be? She's coming back and she's supposed to have been in trouble. She got in some kind of trouble. I don't know, did you guys read that? She's running from something. Yeah, she's running from something, whether somebody's after her or she got, some kind of danger or something. And also they hinted at maybe, and of course now we're going to say who they're going to put Melanie with now. There was hints of Brady, you know, maybe that might go further than a friendship.
No. I don't think they can do that.
No, they can't, because
she was married to Philip, and I mean, it's just like, and there'd just be all this incest if you get back in that circle again.
Melanie and Brady always had a brother sister type dynamic.
But they're not related, are they? No, but the way they kind of wrote
their relationship and the way they played it was almost like a brother sister, and I like that. I like that dynamic. I would not want to see them romantically linked.
I think she's way younger, and I don't want to. I mean, how many, you know, Mrs. Robinsons do we need? You know, she is way younger than Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, Brady is now 39 or so. Whether he's really chronologically, because nobody's chronologically who they're supposed to be.
True.
But I really think she looks a lot younger. And again, I think Eric Martz often very.
When it was Chelsea and Dr. Dan, Dr. Dan looked 10 years older and Chelsea looked 10 years younger. So it was like a really
on one of those Day of Days interviews I saw, which I thought was quite humorous. I think it's it may be the interview that Sean Christian and Cassie DePive did, but I'm not sure. But I thought Sean Christian was a hoot. But he even said, because they were talking about, I'm sure JJ later, but he said that actually, there were a few scenes early on that they had written Daniel and Melanie to possibly be love interest before they, you know, before we had the mystery egg. And so, there was a lot of that vibe early on, even after they said they were father and daughter.
They were hanging out together in the apartment, and it was almost weird.
Yeah.
Like,
right, that's before they made them father. Yeah, oh, yeah. Made them father and daughter.
We had enough of that.
So now, speaking of going back to Daniel, I guess they're getting Nicole and Daniel, this, all the little flirting and things that were going on between Daniel and Nicole.
She brought him to teach him yoga.
And he didn't want to do that, so he says, oh, we'll go and play football. And then she hits him with the football, hurts him, and then they come back and play dodgeball. And, you know, it's just that whole flirty thing, and them kind of trying to get them back together. So I don't know. They've never really been together.
I feel like this is going to be filler, that they're leading us to believe that they're potentially going to be something, and then they're not.
I hope they don't go back to Jennifer and Daniel. I don't think they can. I think there may be a 1% out there
that thinks that's a good combo. There's 99% of the people that are just, you know, well, just like Jamie has a little red mark with a slash through it on her aviator on Twitter. I don't think anybody wants to Dannefer. But I think I feel so sorry for it disappoints me as a viewer that they are writing Arianne Zucker like they are, I mean, or Nicole as they are, because mm-hmm. Arianne Zucker is one of the best actresses they've ever had, and she was nominated last year as lead actress. She has truly no storyline right now. Other than now, they're making her look clumsy, and instead of her having little action scenes with Sammy fighting over something, it's kind of like they're doing this rough and tumble between, you know, Daniel and, you know, Nicole.
Right.
It just didn't go over with me. She had on the, I know Rose is the fashion expert, but one day this week, she had on some type of bike top and yoga pants.
Nicole.
And, you know,
yeah. Yeah, they were doing the yoga.
It was not attractive. I mean, and she is gorgeous. But, you know, that it was pink and blue, and then, of course, the yoga pants were black. But it just, I mean, I guess that's what they wear, though, for
doing yoga. That's what you wear, I guess. I don't know. And they were trying to get her, you know.
Prettier color or something with more subdued
yeah.
that makes her look attractive. Because all you do is look at that pink top.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think she is an excellent actress. I just don't think they're using her.
Oh, well, she's one of, you know, between her and Lauren Coslow on the show, they're probably, you know, the two best actresses on the show.
Lauren is very beautiful, obviously. I think most of us have at least met her before, and I know y'all know her from that. But, you know, she is just beautiful. And I will say, she is the best coiffed person on that show.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Everybody's hair looks terrible. Now, Lauren looks fantastic. You know.
She's got perfect hair. I think it would be hard to, like, mess her hair up because she's got such perfect hair.
So. Oh, yeah.
She looks fantastic. She looks ageless. She's just...
Oh, I know.
Like I said, it's... But anyway, but we're talking about Daniel and Nicole. I personally don't think that's
well,
a long-term
yeah, well, we
story.
Could move on to Kate. The Kate, anybody see the Kate and Chad scenes and the whole CEO, co-CEO, and he turned it around on Kate?
No.
Kate was like, okay, we were never quite sure, you know, was Chad really working with Kate? Well, yeah, he was, and he was working against his dad, but then he set up a thing where Kate had to accept him as co-CEO of Demira Enterprises. So she was all pissed off about that. So they had some good scenes together.
He can't be the head of the Demira Enterprises. It's a worldwide enterprise. He is what, 23, 24, supposedly, and I don't think he's even finished a semester of school.
He's a Demira, so he can, you know, get it.
Oh, yeah.
He can get the job. Well, he was afraid, you know, like Kate says, well, wait till Stefano finds out, you know, that you double-crossed him and all that. Well, here Stefano calls him, and Stefano is actually pleased because now he knows it's pissing Kate off. And he says now he's happy because he has a Demira as a CEO instead of, like, Sammy and Kate. So he's, like, pleased with Chad. So that's all kind of like, you know.
They're writing some people way out of character because Stefano, while he may be upset with Kate, there is always a true thought. I mean, we spent years seeing that other side of Stefano, you know, that we never saw. You know, this is truly, if you watch the show in 1983, you know, Stefano was purely evil. And there really was, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, with, you know, omniscient and but, you know, and I think now, especially since Joe Mascola is, you know, doing a lot of stuff, you know, sort of off camera and, you know, just sort of, you know, little isolated on the phone type scenes, there's only so much they can do. And it just frustrates me again. It's not that I don't think, and just like what Anna said earlier, when I sound negative, I don't want to make it sound like it's the actors because I don't think it is. I don't think it's even really the dialogue writers. I think it's at a higher level of what the storyline is. I really think it'll be a long time before we ever figure out if Chad is supposed to be good or bad and what he's really up to.
This Chad's completely different than the other Chad. Mm-hmm. It's a better actor, but the whole character's different. The whole character's darker.
Well, I know, but we don't know him.
The other Chad was
guy. We don't know him.
He was a nice guy.
I think Billy Flynn, like I said, I think he's trying. Like I said, it irritates me because of just the character. Not that, you know, I was a fan of the other Chad, but you know that whole character.
Well, I'm enjoying this Chad.
I think he's really a bad boy, and
he's more of the mirror-ish, I guess. I can see him as
the mirror. Well, they're dressing him like EJ. I mean, I think that's why it irritates me. Is it just, you know, they're just basically saying, we're plugging in this character to be EJ character now, is the way I read it. Every time I see it.
But then, I always think EJ always reminded me of a young Tony, too. They kind of just did the same thing, you know. But, that's what they do. Yeah,
well, and what they did with when they brought James Scott on originally, too, as EJ, we didn't know he was a Demira, number one. Number two, we really didn't know why he was there, other than he decided to move there because he was going to open a business and he was a race car driver. And so, you know, over less than a year or so, things had changed dramatically as to who he even was. So, I mean, I feel like when I looked at Chad, like I said, it kind of irritates me. But then I think because I feel like whatever they're wanting us to think right now may not really be the true story, because he's been that way since he got home. He's been hiding whatever, you know, who is he really aligned with? What does he really want? But I still think
and that could change. You know, there could be some twists and turns down the line with that,
well,
too.
Like, and it seemed out of character to me for Kate, and Anna, you know, Kate, well, is better, that character better than anybody, but I felt like it almost seemed to me like she kind of acquiesced very quickly. I don't know that the real Kate would have done that.
Maybe she's got something else up her sleeve, though. You never know.
That's what I mean. There's still, this might not all, you know, not all be done with this whole Demira thing, and whether it is, how much is Joe Mascola going to be back, or how much is Stefano going to be involved from this point on to see what happens. Clyde might get involved too, you know, with Demira, or either with them, with Kate, or with Kate fighting them, you know what I mean? If she, especially going to go up against Chad, she might want to get, you know, Clyde in there to help her. You know,
But his contract was up February.
Who is?
James Reed. He signed a very short-term contract.
Well, I think he's
much more than anybody else. So I don't know if he really going to be there. Is Jordan going to kill him in the end? What is he really? I don't think. Let me ask you. Do you even really know what he's selling? What his work? What his product is that he's peddling? We know it's illegal.
Probably drugs. Isn't that kind of what you like to believe?
Yeah, because he got involved with the whole EJ drug thing. Yeah,
it just sounds like, just when he's talking to that guy or who's his right-hand man there, it sounds like it's like they're moving drugs or something. Or it could be guns, maybe, or something. I don't know.
Remember, EJ was upset about the territory and all that, and they were talking about stepping on each other's toes and stuff, and
EJ had gotten Demira out of all of that business. And remember when he went over and he spoke? Yeah, these are all loose ends of stories that nothing ever materialized from the last, you know, vestiges of EJ. But remember, he went over and talked to Victor, and Victor had really taken control of it.
You know what? We have another caller. I don't know. It might be James. I'm going to bring him on, so we'll have more discussion here. Hello?
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 Hello.
Is this Jamie?
Is this Jamie? Or who is this? Is this a different caller?
Is it Jen?
Yeah.
Jen? Oh, Jen. Okay. Okay.
Hey, Jen.
It was 845. Yeah, I should have said area code 845, so she knew she was on. Okay.
Yeah, I was just listening in because I can't get Blog Talk to work.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's
yeah.
Okay. Do you want to still listen, or you can listen and talk, or whatever you want to do?
I'll talk. That's cool.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm still hoping for Stefano and Kate.
Yeah,
so
I don't.
Stefano,
I am.
Yeah.
I used to love Stefano.
Yeah,
Kate.
I think
don't
that's probably
wrong.
Done.
But that's history. I mean, for one thing, Joe Mascola loves him to death. Will always love him. But he's really not on screen very much, and you know, he's kind of limited with some things. So I don't know. I just think that story. I mean, I still like it when they have scenes and stuff, but I just don't think that's going to be revisited that way. I really don't. So, but yeah, I did love them together at the time, but I understand though. I know a lot of people do want that.
But now, what about with Kate and Clyde? Because you were saying they had the kiss. Was that this week?
Oh yeah. That's one of the few things I did get to see. but yeah, I think you know the thing of it is because they were wrapping up all these other stories. It's like they kind of went out to dinner, did this and that, and kind of, it's kind of been a front burner aspect of the show. But
mm-hmm.
I think we're going to start seeing more. You know, I'm thinking because I know there's a picture of Kate, with I think Clyde's robe on or something, Jordan shows up at his place or something, and she and Kate's there. It's pretty funny. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think that's coming up this week, so that should be good. But I really like James Reed. I think he and Lauren are great together. I think it'll be fun to see how that story unfolds. You know, I think they haven't really because there's been so much going on with Chad coming back and Sammy and EJ, you know, leaving and all that stuff. That I think, you know, they've been in transition, and I think they're kind of starting to, you know, transition into some other stories and stuff. So I just can't stand Jordan in any capacity whatsoever.
Me either.
I hate to say it because I don't like the actor back.
And they're trying to pair her with Chad. And
this is one person that has zero chemistry with anyone. I was saying something to somebody the other day that it's like, okay, Chad comes in, and the new Chad, Billy Flynn, has chemistry with pretty much everyone, man, woman, child, you know. I mean, of some sort or another, he has great chemistry with everybody. But Jordan, and that's the one person they start having him kiss and everything. I'm just like, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean, I'm not a hater or anything, but that character just does not work. And I don't know if it's the actress or the character or the writing. I don't know, but it has never worked for me, and it definitely doesn't work now. In my opinion.
Oh, I don't think it worked. Well, obviously, she's not. She's already, they've already,
yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah, well, she's leaving,
yeah.
Right?
She'll be on
yeah.
till March.
Oh, yeah.
She'll air till
March.
Mm-hmm. But, in Chriselle's defense, like I said, I do think it's been the writing and them not deciding what her secret was and letting us sit for 12, 16, 18 months with the mystery.
Well,
of,
I
you know,
don't think she ever had chemistry with Galen either. I just think that, I don't know.
I saw her on All My Children, and I thought she was really good. I was really pleased when they brought
mm-hmm.
her on. Just, you know,
mm-hmm.
did nothing with her. I mean, it's just kind of sad. But she's going, and I think that gets into the whole there 6 months ahead. So once she knows somebody's gone, then you know, spend
mm-hmm.
as much time worrying about what's going on. But you know, it's look how many people they've at least tried to expose her to now.
Mm-hmm.
That they didn't when they brought her on. If they had done, they would have tested her with other people besides Galen at the beginning. Maybe there would have been
and
a spark.
He's kind of gone off, and we haven't really seen him around. They haven't quite a lot.
No.
It's like they don't know what to do with him now, or who to put him with, or what to use him for. Because really,
I've got a list of seven characters right now that have no storyline.
Yeah, and have you noticed there's nobody, I'm trying to think, there is nobody that's really happy and together, except, well, Aiden and Hope, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. might be the only two, and that's just a new thing, and they're kind of filling each other out, and there's kind of suspicion.
Yeah,
that was, that's a good
them.
Storyline. Yeah.
I love that.
So there's something still a little bit, that we found out what happened to his wife, that she committed suicide.
Oh,
so because she was like was having problems, and
mm-hmm.
He said that she had the gun, and he was trying to take the gun from her, but she put the, you know, and it went off or whatever. Yeah. So it was, but then I don't know. Then there's just something about, you know, I think there's more to the story than that. So that's all I can say.
Oh, actually, I'm convinced that they're using this as like a Rebecca storyline, you know, the Daphne du Maurier book. And they had said something probably, I don't know how many months ago, a long time ago, like I said, about Rebecca. And then when they had the gala for the church, which was, when did he come on, like January, February mm-hmm. of last year? I think that Daniel Cosgrove came on as Aiden, I think in January. But when they did the gala and everything, like they had, you know, the real obnoxious woman who was donating all of the art and so
mm-hmm.
forth.
Mm-hmm.
They gave her the name of Mrs. Van Hopper. Well, Mrs. Van Hopper is a character name in the book Rebecca. And there's an obnoxious, wealthy woman digging. And so, to me,
well, they were saying about how rich his the wife was supposed to be, because
right.
Chase
mm-hmm.
was doing a search on Google of Hope and her wealth, and she thought it was Aiden, but Aiden had
mm-hmm.
Chase's. Yeah, it was really Chase's thing. So,
yeah. But see, it would
yeah.
be just like,
did he kill her for her
like
money
this,
or something? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, we've got Bree that they introduced, Marie Wilson, who's been on As the World Turns, and
right.
Marie Wilson played Meg on As the World Turns, and they called her Nutmeg. She is great at being a complete nutcase. So, I mean, I think Marie Wilson did an excellent job with that. So I think she's recurring right now. But I think it sets it up kind of like, it won't be exactly like the Rebecca completely, but I think it could very well be that we'll think that either Chase accidentally killed his mother. You know, I think that's what Aiden is saying, you know, in the fight for the gun. I don't know if they've gotten to that yet or not. And, you know, and then maybe everyone will believe that. Maybe Hope will start to doubt him, and there'll be all this psychological questioning, just like in Rebecca. That's the big focus of that whole story. And that's a classic book. It could turn out that maybe Bree, you know, actually is the one that you know, really shot her, not the little boy, not Aiden. You know, but that can take them a good 4 or 6 months to go through. And I bet that there's another gala. And I think they're giving him a set for a house, and if they're gonna use a lake house, so it would actually be the whole water scenario they could use as well from Rebecca. I don't know. I'm still watching that, but I think that would be a good story. And Days would have to believe, first of all, they'd already have that story as a guideline to go by. You know, they would know that's a classic story and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily everybody's seen that 1940 movie.
Okay, is Jen still there? I don't know if I lost
yep.
her or not.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
I'm here.
I'm on my Kindle and I can only see so many. Okay, good, because I didn't know if it dropped or not. Okay. Okay. So, like, what else? What do you think of the new character, Paul, the baseball player, the Asian baseball player?
I think. Don't you think he's overly hetero?
Yeah.
And I think it's a cover.
He's hitting on every woman.
He's secretly maybe gay or bisexual.
I think so.
Yeah,
too.
He's not
exactly. I was
going to
bring
so
that up.
I think they're doing.
Well, we all think alike.
Yeah,
that's Sonny's new romance, or
yeah.
Will. You know.
Yeah.
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 Yep. They're gonna. That's the triangle. Yeah. Yep.
And I think I saw something where isn't Sunny gonna help him out or something? I don't know.
Well, there's problems now because Victor and Sunny were talking. I mean, Will's not returning his phone calls, so you know, there's trouble in paradise.
Yep.
And now, lead into this thing with Will. We read that Lucas now, Brian Dottillo, is going to get a big storyline coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it has
time.
To do with Will and stuff. Yeah, so that's good. So they're, you know, either he's helping Will, there's problems with Will, and I don't know, maybe he'll get a love interest too. So sounds like he's excited about it. I mean, so.
I'm hoping it's Eve.
It's Eve? Oh. You like
no,
Eve?
I'm hoping it is.
You're hoping.
Marianne and
oh,
I.
Oh, okay. Oh, I am just not an Eve fan.
When Jen Lilly did her cast,
I even like Teresa better than. Not saying a lot. I don't know. No, but I'm sorry. What was that about, Teresa?
I was saying that when Jen Lilly first tested with the show, they used Brian Dottillo as the man to test with her.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that too could be interesting. Yeah,
I know. I mean, because she, you know, when you think back to how Sammy was near the beginning, she was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sammy has evolved over 21 years. So if you think back to, you know, when she was younger, and obviously, you know, Lucas is much more. I think he's a lot more mature now. And
oh yeah.
A lot more grounded, and I think, and he's already been through, you know, the Sammy scenarios. I think that would be really good because I don't really particularly think that that you know there's going to be the I'm sure there's going to be months of them looking for the baby and that kind of thing. I don't see Teresa and Brady as a couple. So
no.
I don't think she is anywhere close. She's not anywhere close to being the mature, have the maturity level to be a mom, especially if she's still drinking and drugging. That's a problem right there.
Yeah,
so
what do you think about that
Kristen
whole storyline? Taking her baby and putting it in Kristen. Taking Teresa's baby and putting it in Kristen. And now, Eileen Davidson's on it. Well, she is back now filming, so she'll be coming back in about 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get to see her again.
I guess she'll come back with a baby. Yeah, I'm hoping that baby, I'm still hoping, because I feel like, especially since they're going to use this time, supposedly right now, for Nicole to be learning about herself, the most important thing to her is to have a family. And I think that she and Brady,
that would be
regardless,
nice. Yeah.
You know, were always best friends, and they always came back to each other when they were really care, you know, when the going got rough, and she really, I'm back on the Bricole wagon, although I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of Bricole anytime soon, but I'm still hoping that somehow that baby will get to be, I mean, it won't biologically be Nicole's, but I still think she's the person in Salem that really wants the baby, and Kristen surely doesn't need to have a baby.
No. If she is trying to pass it off as Brady's baby, well, they weren't together in that time frame, were they? She says that it's Brady's baby.
Yes, I think he did. Yeah, because
he did
have sex. He did because he admitted it to Daniel. Didn't he?
Oh,
like,
okay. That would have been around
that
time. Okay. I remember that. Yeah. Okay.
I'll get them confused. But regardless whether I don't think she can pass. She's 50. Well, in real life, Eileen is 55, and she looks fantastic. But
she can pass for in her 40s, I suppose. But yeah.
Yeah. But see, and she's just like Nicole, she wasn't supposed to biologically be able to have a baby either. So, I don't know. But I would like to see her come back. And, you know, that would be my dream, is that somehow or another they figure out definitely that baby belongs to Brady, regardless of who's the mother. And maybe, you know, Teresa realizes that she's not mature enough. It disturbs me that she has no recollection, has no hormone situation at all. And she had that baby inside her. It just kind of took it out, and she didn't feel anything differently.
You know?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They drugged her. Yeah. Well, that whole thing is kind of strange. But somebody said that really could be done. Oh, I read that somewhere on there. Okay. Can it really? But I guess so.
I think that would mean that Kristen would have been having to do hormone shots for a long time beforehand, not 24 hours beforehand. Mm-hmm. In real life. That I don't know. It's the story that they're telling, so I think for now. We know there's a baby coming. They've already cast for the baby. So mm-hmm. there is going to be a baby coming in March, April. So yeah. We'll see if Kristen comes in with it. I would think so.
Yeah. So, and what else now? Let's see. With Anne and Abby, I guess Abby kind of really stood up to Anne. That was kind of interesting. Because Anne was really getting on her about coming back from, you know, getting her job. Oh, she got her job back. I don't know. I guess we discussed that at, you know, chat.
She's kind of playing Jennifer now, don't you think, at the hospital? I was thinking, well, Jennifer doesn't need to come back to the hospital. Abby's doing her job.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't Abby and Jennifer's job the same job? Like, what, like, wasn't Jen doing the, you know, the HR stuff or the PR? Well, she was public relations, right? So I don't know. And what's Anne? And then what's Teresa, too? They almost, like, all four of them kind of have the same job. So kind of interesting. And now Eric has his own place. Ben has his own place, you know. So these all these different sets. Oh, and we were discussing about
the
mirror. Lucas, I don't know. Oh, who, Eric's? Or Ben's
apartment, I thought, was Lucas's old apartment.
Yeah, it could have been. And then not have, you know, the Mirror Mansion has gotten smaller. The entryway
is
all
together. Yeah, and very poorly
different.
Decorated.
Yeah.
Awful.
I mean, wait a minute. What is this? Now, the Kiriakis Mansion looks the same to me, but the Mirror Mansion is
completely different.
Oh, that's what I was
talking about, this mirror. Yeah.
Yeah, Demira. Yeah, the Demira Mansion, but they didn't change the Kiriakis place, but the Demira Mansion
I think it's
completely different.
I think that's supposed to be a different room in the Demira Mansion. I'm not sure. I saw a picture in a magazine that was asking you guys about the Austin and Carrie wedding in 2006, 2007. But, you know, they had a really small wedding. And, you know, Marlena and Roman were there and so forth. And it was like almost in the judge's chambers or something. And mm-hmm. that back wall with those bookshelves and those books in the new Demira room looks mm-hmm. very much like that part of that set. So I'm still trying to, and I found that there was a picture of EJ and Austin Peck talking, because EJ, I think, had come to that place looking for Sammy or whatever, and she'd already caused a stir and left back in the 2006-2007. But that part of that wall looks to be part of that set. And then part of that set, too, looks like the old part of the old Jack and Jennifer house, too. So, and mm-hmm. but then throwing in the Demira doors. They just put it, but I saw also a photo of when Kristen returns. I guess it wasn't a clip, but anyway, it looked like she was in front of the original Demira fireplace, because, you know, it's white or marble or something, and then they had these really gaudy chairs. Have y'all seen that? And the gilded edges around them with red velvet.
No, I didn't know.
So I'm thinking maybe that is. That's also,
well, they reuse sets in that all the time, don't they? I guess, I don't know.
What now?
I said they reuse sets a lot, don't they? They kind of change them around. And.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, they're different walls. The one they've got now are two or three different walls of two or three different old sets. But like I said, I think just part of that one wall, because they had some pictures and stuff that have already been taken in there. Like I said, I know it's probably a hybrid of several. But the set that they showed Kristen in when she returns, one of those sets, like I said, it does not look like that room that we're talking about. It looks like yet another room with really, really ugly furniture, like I said, gilded chairs with red velvet. But the fireplace looks like fireplace that was in mm-hmm. in the original Dormammu mansion. So they've chunked them up, I think, into different sets. I think we're going to just be seeing different rooms. They're a lot smaller. I guess they're making room for more sets.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know if I have another caller. Anna, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I was going to mention that we are going to be having an interview soon, the chat. So be on the lookout for an announcement. So just
But we can't say anything yet, right?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Okay.
Just keep an eye open. All right.
Okay.
Just wanted to throw that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I have another caller. I have a hard time. Like, I can only see so much on my Kindle, and I don't know. Do you see it? Do you see a caller? Another, like, 703? I don't know who that is.
That's
Virginia, I think, right? That's
it
Jamie.
Might be
Jamie. I think that's Jamie.
Yeah, can you bring her on? Because I can't get it to work.
Hey, Jamie, is that you?
Yes, Jamie.
Okay. Hi.
Yeah, sorry, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's having Kindle problems.
Yes. I don't know what it is. Like, I can only see down so far. I don't know. And I don't have I can see her number, but I don't see the little microphone there, like, to click on. Well, anyway. That's why we have Anna here.
So did you talk about
pretty sad when I'm technical support.
Yeah. Yeah. Go
you
ahead,
know
Jamie.
You're screwed. You know you're screwed if you're relying on me for that.
No. No. Were you listening to what we were talking about or no?
I missed the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what were you going to say?
Oh, did you talk about Abby wearing Jennifer's clothes?
Abigail and Jennifer's clothes? No,
yeah.
We haven't gotten into the fashion statement, so go ahead.
Yeah, that really stood out this week. Like when she was going to work, she was wearing, looked like she was wearing Jennifer's ugly clothes.
Was that a blouse? It was like beige or something? I don't know.
I think it was
gray,
I think.
Mm-hmm. Like real plain? Speaking of Jennifer, she's back.
Yep.
She's back now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, but it looks like Abby is going to a funeral, not to work. I don't know. It seems weird.
Oh, more like a funeral than to work. Okay.
Well, yeah. On the Day of Days interviews, I'm not sure which one it was. It was either Daytime Royalty. I don't think it was on with the video. It doesn't sound like Kate Manzi is renewing her contract in December. She was talking about it was a difficult decision to make, but she said, and I haven't seen anything for a recast, so I'm beginning to think that maybe Abby's going to maybe go back to London or something.
Maybe Abby and Ben will leave town together or something. You don't really need Ben.
I don't know. Jim's going to have a big week next week because JJ's going to either tell her that he and Eve slept together or she's going to find out in some shape or form. So I'm sure she's going to be.
Yeah. They're all going to page over there discussing that. They're all going to find
Eve.
Out somehow. Yeah.
That is disgusting.
He's about ready
to
tell her. Yeah, this whole thing with the jackets, you know, Paige hasn't figured it out with the jacket. First, she thinks it's Eric now. She saw Eric had a jacket just like, has a similar one to Daniel's. I think that's what she's thinking, that it was Eric.
Well, but she talked to Eric, and Eric was saying that he didn't know that, you know, Eve's medical results until the next day when she told him. And so I thought Eric explained enough that it convinced Paige that it really wasn't Eric.
And then there's something about that money clip that was in Daniel's pocket that was JJ's. So whether she figures that out. So I don't know.
I think it'll be a while before they tell Paige. And I hope to a certain extent they don't ever tell Paige. I think that's just so disgusting. I just hate to.
I don't know why they went
there.
With
Abby and EJ.
Like,
I don't think we need to. We don't need that again.
Yeah, it's like one. What was the point? But
well, obviously, they're going to have it come out eventually, but.
Well, Maybe. But you know what? One of the other things, I think in the Michael Fairman interview with Kathy DePaiva and Sean Christian, you know, she was, you know, they were discussing this whole thing, and she, one of the things she said is that she said, when I came on, she said, I was supposed to be having an affair or be in the Olympic sized pool. And she kind of, you know, did kind of the ta-da to Daniel, you know, that she was going to be playing in the Olympic sized pool. And she says, and now I find out I'm going to be in the kiddie pool. I think Cassie and Daniel, not Cassie, but Eve, I'm thinking that's really the longer term thing. I mean, they're going to have Daniel doing all this stuff with Paul, with his whatever his ailment is for baseball, and trying to hide whatever that ailment is.
All I can say is Paul needs to watch himself if Daniel's his doctor. He probably needs to avoid non-skid socks and that.
Well, I think trying to put Nicole and Daniel back together.
That's what I thought, too. We were talking about that, Nicole and Daniel.
Since
I think they're a real-life item, too, from what I understand. So
mm-hmm.
I don't
that's
know if that's
what
still
I've heard
going
too.
On. Yeah.
Yeah,
going on.
Mm. Yeah, so did you talk about Nicole and Daniel? Or?
Yeah, we did, about the whole dodgeball and playing football. And Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, funny here.
Yeah, they're just kind of like being playful with each other right now.
And John left last week, too. You know, so Marlena's now going to be going back.
John off.
Yeah, he's going back to England or wherever to save Basic Black.
Now, what is this with John? Every time they either put him in a coma or send him out of town, they won't give him a story.
They don't give him a story.
No,
sounds like Tony. They bring him back, use him, and get rid of him. Basically,
well, he's
yeah,
on recurring.
Back, put him in that coma, and then,
mm-hmm. He's on recurring, and he also said in an interview with Michael Fairman that he didn't really know, you know, what John's story was going to end up being. And of course, part of the video sneak peek that they showed at Day of Days showed Roman kissing Marlena.
Oh, no, they're not going back there, are they? No.
But she's, but also Deidre Hall is going to be off. She's doing a play for a month or 6 weeks. So she's going to be off camera, too, for a fair amount of time at some point in the spring. But I think that they'll, to give her some story, because really, you know, all of her family's left. So she's going back to doing psychiatry, I guess, at the hospital.
Because she's helping. Well, that's another interesting thing. Clyde overheard George talking to Marlena about coming to see her, and he kind of jumped the gun and went to see Marlena first. So I don't know if he's trying to like quit the story or try to, make it look like it's more, more George stuff. But either way, and she did make a point about like she was 15. And he said that it was consensual, and she says, but she was 15. Well, it's not consensual when you're 15.
No, if they go with that
that's
story,
the only
don't
thing
think
if they go
be,
there.
Well, if they go there, then that means that Ben is her son.
No.
And
oh,
they make her like Ben is
George's son. No.
Yeah.
They're not. There's not enough age difference there. I don't think.
Yeah.
No, I think it sounds well, and we don't even know if it was the two of them. I think what happened was it was somebody like Jeremy, and Clyde was so drunk that he basically didn't protect her, is what I'm thinking. I hate that the writers are writing that way, but whatever. That's what I'm thinking. I think somehow they're going to clean that up, because
I don't know why they got rid of Justin Gaston. Yeah. Is that his last name? Gaston, the original Ben.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even remember him.
To, he's married to Melissa. He's at the first 13 weeks. They had him 13 weeks, and they let him
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I remember
actually,
that.
Actually,
yeah, I don't
he
think
sings.
He's that strong of an actor. That's probably why they changed it.
He sings, too. And he's done some primetime stuff. He's also singing with Melissa Reeve's daughter, Emily. They're in a group called Whiskey and Wine. But he was significant. Well, I won't say that significant. He was older looking than Robert Scott.
Who is he married to? What did he say?
Melissa Ordway.
Oh, okay.
Oh. She plays on The Young and the Restless.
Oh, okay.
So I was wondering if maybe they just wanted to make Ben younger.
I don't know.
Because I think Justin, because I thought he was pretty good overall.
He
grew on me.
Right,
only been on 13 weeks.
Right as I started noticing him, then they changed. So I was like, oh,
what? So they changed, yeah.
But I don't know. I think Clyde's in the mind game for sure, which I like. I find him an interesting character. I'm looking forward to seeing what James Reed, he's very talented. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do with this. And I hope the writers are writing a good story,
Yeah, well, I was listening to the Big Time Confidential podcast a few days ago, and they mentioned how they're kind of redoing Nicole's storyline and Adrian's storyline and those kind of storylines about how, they were introduced and from, the wrong side of town, I guess you could say, and their father's film and stuff, and they're kind of redoing the storyline with Jordan.
Because Adrian was raped by her father.
By her father.
And so was Nicole, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of,
So they're kind of redoing the same storyline.
Those last two podcasts from Daytime Confidential have been fantastic. They've really been funny.
Oh.
James Reed really is a good actor. Like I said, it irritates me, this Ozark theme, because I feel like it's an underhanded slap at Southerners. With this Ozark thing, I really,
they do make fun
thing.
Of yeah.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, he's smarter than that. That's the thing, that Clyde is actually, the joke's kind of on everybody else, because he's
He could be putting that accent and that hillbilly thing on, too, more so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
I think that it's because he's always got that. He's always known ahead of time with Kate. He's always kind of taken her off guard, caught her off guard. And I think he's a lot smarter than people are expecting based on that whole thing, And I think, which kind of is insulting, except for the fact that he uses it to his advantage. So I don't know. But we'll see. I don't know. I'm just looking at
the assumption then that somebody's from the Ozarks is, is a simpleton.
Right.
Like I said, he's a good actor. I actually saw him in person. I couldn't figure out when he first started on Days why I recognized. I couldn't figure out what I'd seen him in. But back in 1985, I think, or 86, I think it was 85, they filmed that two miniseries in Charleston, South Carolina, called North and South.
North
and
South. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
I love that miniseries.
I was down there when they were filming, and I saw him.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah, cool. Huh. Yeah, because, he's the one I like more so than the Patrick Swayze character.
Me too.
Yeah, I like the, what was his name? Was George? George was his first name. What was the last name on there, George? I can't think of the last name. Because it was the two families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't remember either. I was down there on a spring break, and they were filming, and I saw him. And Terry Garber and Patrick Swayze, and I didn't get to see Jimmy.
Very cool.
Sands, but it also makes me feel bad when I see he has gray hair, because he didn't have any gray hair back then.
He looks completely. Angela, it was the same thing. Where do I know this guy from? Before I realized who it was. And it sounds and looks so familiar, but it was just throwing me off because he looks so much older with the gray hair. Because I'm thinking of this really, you know, with the dark hair and a lot younger. Yeah. But yeah, then it
I think he's a very
well, he's
nice guy.
He's had a great career. He's been on in a lot of shows.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think he's a very nice looking man. Now, I think it's kind of cool that he and Lauren are getting to work together and everything. I think it's fun. I'm looking forward to that story. I really am.
Yeah, oh, and when he first came on, though, he had that accent, and he was just like nasty,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Completely
yeah.
different from that other character, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, anything else before maybe we wrap it up? It's almost we're at the hour point. Go ahead, Jamie.
Oh, well, I'm just going to say it hasn't really been that much for November sweeps on days. It's kind of feel like they're in the show's in transition mode, and like there's like a lot of little like mini stories, I guess. So
I think they took the word sweeps literally. They're sweeping things.
Yeah,
around.
We talked about that at the beginning when I said at the beginning about Melody. This is the difference between them and General Hospital. They had Melody returning for November sweeps. As in General Hospital, we had like Luke and Tony Geary returning and Faison, and so that there's the difference.
Oh, you talked about General Hospital already?
Well, that was the comparison. We talked a little bit about General Hospital, about
okay.
you know how
what
much better the storylines are.
General Hospital.
With Michael
becoming a court main.
Well, he's coming.
It's about
get
time.
Back. Yeah, he's the nicey nice guy. Is you know the bad guy? You know. He's, this, I guess that's what it took for him to get.
So I can't really blame him for his attitude right now.
I can understand why he feels the way he does. You know,
he doesn't really trust a whole lot of people anymore. So.
No. So yeah, it should be an interesting thing.
There are two signings I think that are seen. I think next week, the actress that's going to play the character of Meredith. Who I wish they would have not reused these names because Meredith was the psycho sister of Emily, you know, Rafe's first fiance. But evidently, this Meredith is going to be totally unrelated, and she is actually going to be. Maybe they're going to do flashbacks to Aiden's first wife before she died. And so,
is that the wife? That's Aiden's wife's name, right, Meredith?
Meredith, I think so. And I think they're going to start that next week, maybe the week after, but they're going to do, I think it's going to look like a flashback of some sort. And and then the 1st of December, I don't know, around the 5th or so, something like that, then Melissa Archer will come on. And I've read, I don't have any idea if this is true, but I know there's some people that are projecting that she is going to become the new love interest for Eric. I hope so. They at least need a storyline for him.
Well, they need to give that man a love interest. They need to give all those men
definitely.
On there. Like I said, there's nobody that's happy other than Hope and Aiden. There's like no one together. There's no couple that's together. Oh, Maggie and Victor, I guess we could say they're.
Yep, they're barely on anymore.
I bet they're not on that much, but then that's, you know, they're the only ones that I guess are happy. So, I don't know.
Well, is that it? Something.
Anything else,
so
Anna?
Yeah, that's all I can think of. That's all I can think of. Just stay tuned for our next interview announcement.
So what do you think about Melanie returning?
I don't know. Depends what the story is, I guess.
I'm
She's
not
all right.
Heard other characters coming back, but at least it's not a character that's horrible. Plus, apparently, she's going to be, like, on the run or something, I heard.
Yeah, there's some kind of danger or some kind of trouble she got herself into, I think.
Yeah, that's why she's coming back home. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll just have to wait and see for our interview.
Did y'all say they were shrinking the Kiriakis Mansion too?
I didn't notice it. I didn't notice
so.
It though.
I think they're going to. They haven't done it yet, but I think they're going to.
Oh, okay. Because it looks the same to me this week. It did anyway. So, okay, well, we'll tune in, this week, next week,
all right.
Anna?
Happy Thanksgiving
for
to everybody ahead of time.
Yeah, have a great one.
Hope everyone has a nice
Yeah, everybody
yeah.
have a cool
day.
And hopefully we'll be back
Jen
next Saturday.
Jen and Jamie and Angela, thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for helping out.
You're welcome.
Well, and kudos to whoever came up with hashtag Dave's Travesty.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know who it is, but I thought it was pretty clever, like I said, and I hope they continue to do it.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
Yep. All righty.
Bye, everyone.
Take care.
Thanks.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.